Welcome to the Metacurrent.io Daily News Brief for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. This is an AI-generated podcast. Today's 8 stories include the European Commission's directive for Google to open Android to rival AI and share search data by 2027, Linus Torvalds' stance on AI and Linux development, and Moonshot's ambitious plans to release the Kimi K3 model. Stay tuned for more on these and other important updates. The European Commission is enforcing the Digital Markets Act against Google. Under this directive, Google must make significant changes to Android and its data sharing practices by 2027. Specifically, Google is required to allow rival AI assistants deeper access to the Android operating system. Additionally, Google must share anonymized search data with competitors. Independent evaluations will verify the effectiveness of Google's anonymization methods to address privacy concerns. This move aims to foster competition and enhance user privacy. Linus Torvalds has clarified that Linux is not anti-AI. He suggests that those opposed to AI can choose to fork the project or leave. AI tools are being used in Linux kernel development, such as Sashiko, which detects bugs but also generates false positives. The community focuses on technical merit, with varied stances on AI-generated code. Moonshot plans to release the Kimi K3, an open-weight model with 2 to 3 trillion parameters. This model aims to compete with Anthropic's Opus Fortate, offering operational costs at approximately one-third of Opus Fortate. Moonshot's valuation stands at around $31.5 billion, supported by ongoing funding rounds for development. Russia and China, along with 25 other countries, have formed the World Organization for AI Cooperation in Shanghai. This initiative promotes open development and equal access to AI. The organization focuses on international governance, sharing developments, and adopting best practices to reduce digital inequality. 1Password now integrates with Claude, allowing the use of logins without exposing passwords or MFA codes. This zero-exposure framework is available for Mac users with specific plans. Aina and MicroAgi are raising funds to develop AI-assisted control devices for factory robotics. MicroAgi's Atlas uses large data volumes to train models, while Hyperion scales robotic microfactories in Europe. SpaceX AI XAI has open-sourced Grok Build under Apache 2.0, addressing data upload concerns. The release includes runtime and interface, enabling local inference if configured on personal systems. Nobel laureates have signed the Rome Declaration, calling for disarmament and responsible AI development. The declaration emphasizes human oversight and transparency in AI model development. Thank you for listening to the Daily Brief. This is an AI-generated podcast. Please visit metacurrent.io/disclaimer for additional information.